Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Well, it's so great to be together with family members in the house of God. And we are the house of God and we are the church. And I'm excited, you know, that we've got opportunity to still preach the Word of God. And I'm talking to you about the benefits of godliness. I need to try to get through this right now. The benefits of godliness. Say the benefit, put my picture up, please. Say the benefits of godliness. Say there are benefits to acting godly and being godly. Now, I'm not just saying acting. I don't mean that like an actor, you're pretending to be someone you're not, but living a godly lifestyle. Now, I've got to just clarify this to the best of your absolute ability. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do wrong things. You're going to make wrong choices, wrong decisions as you grow up. And as you go through life, you're going to sometimes make decisions without hearing from God. Amen. I shouldn't actually be declaring that, but I need to just let it be known, because there's a lot of people watching my line and in here that have made many mistakes even after they became born again. Yeah. Amen. I'm not the only one. All of you have made boo-boos. Amen. We have sinned. We have done wrong things in our lives. Now, we're trying our best not to. You see, your spirit man is perfectly holy. It does not sin. But your soulish realm and this flesh, Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, nothing good dwells within this flesh. Amen. Amen. And so we've got to understand that we will make mistakes. But God says, listen, if you fall, doesn't matter how many times. He says seven, but He's saying ongoing. Every time you fall, turn to me and I'll lift you up. I will put you back on the rock. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you because you made some boo-boo. If I was going to leave you for making a boo-boo, I wouldn't have sent Jesus to fix up. And so I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So don't look at all the wrong things you've done in your life. That's where the enemy wants you to focus on the wrong things. He wants you to look at the things that you've done wrong. And He'll point them out to you. And people, friends and neighbors and family members will remind you about what you used to do. You understand? They say, Jesus, we know who you are. We know your brothers and sisters. You can't claim to be someone else. But when you became born again, guess what? You became a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And I was crucified together with Christ. Amen. And now my old life has passed by and passed away. The old man is dead. Everyone say, the old man is dead. Now, the spirit man knows that. The spirit man acts that way, but the fleshly life and the soulish realm are still trying to catch up with the spirit realm. The spirit realm is where the Holy Spirit resides, talking to us and telling us and encouraging us. Amen. And so, the devil wants you to look at all your bad, forget your bad. Look at His good. Because when you look at His good, He says in Philemon 1:6, He says, your faith becomes effective and fervent by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Not acknowledging every bad thing you've done. That's not how your faith is going to become effectual. He said, by acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. The devil wants you to acknowledge every bad thing that's in you in himself. And you know it. When you make a mistake, you call yourself an idiot, a fool, a no good Nick. You know what I'm talking about. And that's what the devil wants you to focus on. And God wants you, no, He said, focus on my finished work. Amen. And so He's trying to stop you from becoming all you can be by making you feel that you're not worthy. I'm not worthy to do anything for God. I'm not worthy to speak for God. I'm not worthy to, etc., etc. That's why you tell people come to church and they say, if I walk in there, you know what? Something's going to happen. Lightning going to strike. I'll die. You'll die. You know what I'm saying? Because they think they're not worthy. And until you're saved, you are not worthy. But once you become born again, you are worthy.
Yes.
He makes you brand spanking new. He makes you worthy. Ephesians 1:6, I've been made accepted to God the Father. How? Through the Beloved. Amen. And not only am I accepted, I'm also there with Him. In the spirit realm. Amen. So we looked at it. We spoke about godliness that ensures great benefits. And right now in our lives, we need the benefits of being godly. I want to just look at Psalm 105. And we looked at this last week, and I'm going to try to get through this as quick as I can. Well, not as quick as I can, but I want to get through it today. But verse 105, Psalm 105 is talking about when Israel came out of Egypt, a type and shadow of the world. They were messed up. They were slaves. They were in bondage. They were sick. They were bruised. They had no freedom. They were dictated to what they had to do, how they had to live. Think about that. They were slaves being whipped every day. They were being fed just the bare necessity and the bare minimum so they could survive the next day to go and work again, making bricks for Pharaoh, who considered himself God. But we know that God then sent the 10 plagues. We all understand that. He sent the 10 plagues, and each one of those plagues represented a god of what they believed. Everyone, the god of light, the god of the moon, the god of the sun, the god of the frogs, the god of the flowers. I mean, really, some people have got gods that are, I don't know, probably the dung heap. Really, people will worship dung. That's what Paul said. I count it all dung. Did he not say that? All the things that I know and I think I know, big deal, I count that all dung. I've learned something new. They will worship a dung heap. Amen. And so he came with those 10 plagues. He said, I will do whatever it takes to get my beloved children out from bondage, out from slavery, out from the world system, out from under the devil. And we know that in Colossians, he talks about you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Well, look how they came out. Now, this is a type and shadow of you and me. When we got born again, we were in slavery. We were dictated to. We were liars, losers, going to hell. We were all those rotten things that they were experiencing in Egypt. Amen. Dead end street. And look what he says in verse 35 out of the Passion Translation. At last, God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden with the silver and gold of Egypt, and not even one was feeble on their way out. That's how you and I should come out from the kingdom of darkness. Amen. And so now, watch, he says, at last, God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden. Laden with silver. The silver and the gold of Egypt, and not even one was feeble on their way out. In other words, they were healthy, wealthy, and wise. He brought them out there with wealth. He took care of them in the wilderness for 40 years. Every single need that they ever had, God did meet. Amen. That's what he does for his children. That's what he'll do for you. When you came out from the bondage of the tyrannical reign of the devil, you should have come out there. That's why we say the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. Right? The sinner is the world's wealth system. And it's stored up for the righteous. Why? Because the righteous will use it for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Obviously, there'll be an overflow. My cup runneth over. And a lot of it's going to run on your life and in your life. And you're going to be taken care of. And all your loved ones will be taken care of. That you'll be able to meet the needs of other people on the planet. That's the deal. You see, there are 5% of the people on the planet that have got all the money. They're controlling all the money on the planet. 5%. There's 95% that are working as hard as they can to try to make a living, eke out a living. The 5% are controlling it. Shouldn't be in their hands. They've got billions of dollars, billions that they can't spend in 25 lifetimes, and they hoard it. And then when they do use it, they use it to incite riots and things like that. They use it for the kingdom of darkness. And God is saying, no, the finances that I gave you in the world. Listen, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All the gold, all the silver, all the cattle, everything is mine. And the people are mine. Amen. And so God is saying, the time is now. The time is now that the people that are in position with the faith and they've been doing what they can do to the best of their ability, they are now going to come into a place where they can now start supplying for people in need. Telling you, all the years of you giving tithes and offerings, all the years of you supporting godly causes, all the years of preaching the word of God, all the years of helping the addicted, all the years of praying for the sick, all the years of advancing the kingdom of God is about to pay off in our lifetime right now. And we were called for such a time as this right now. But you've got to believe this. You've got to say, that's it. Because you know, when the finances come into your hands, you will use it for the kingdom. And God knows who will and who won't. Come on. But that's why they came out of Egypt healthy. Healthy. The day you got saved is the same day he got whipped. And the whipping by the stripes on his back, you are healed. You are healed. Say, I am healed. No, say it like you mean it. I am healed. Now say it one more time. I am healed. Yeah. Come on. When you got born again, you came out from under the sway of the devil. You came out from the curse. Galatians, you know the story. He says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is anyone that hangs on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham will come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. The blessing on Abraham. I will bless you that you will be a blessing to the nations. The blessing that came on Abraham is a blessing that comes on you. Amen. Come on. Come on, don't see yourself as I'm just a nobody, I've got addictions, I've got problems. No, you're so relevant today that the world needs you more than they needed you 50 years ago. Amen. Come on, we have become the most relevant force on the planet today, the church, the kingdom people, God's children. Come on, we are now in need. The world needs us more than they've ever needed us. Can you say amen or say oh me? But you got to get something going. Amen. So now, godliness, we said there's three areas that is profitable. Because we read the scripture, if you remember last week, I'll just read it for you. 1 Timothy 4:7. He says, reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. Exercise yourself towards godliness. In other words, I can learn to be more godly. I can exercise to stop cussing, to stop lying, to start giving, to start helping. I can exercise it. And the more you exercise, the easier the muscle comes and the bigger the muscle gets. And now all of a sudden I've been doing it so long, it's easy for me to help people. Amen. Same. Listen what he says in verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little. Bodily exercise. You go to the gym, you go for a run, you do all those good things, you watch what you eat. It profits a little, but there is profit in that. So keep exercising. Watch what your intake is. Keep your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do the best that you can to exercise and live a healthy lifestyle. Amen. Cut out a lot of bread. That's my nemesis, bread and me. No, two things, bread, sugar, three things, bread, sugar, no, four things, bread, sugar, coffee, chocolate, no, five things. Okay, all right, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody have a problem with bread? I mean, you see bread and, oh my God, you get to the restaurant, you say, can you bring the bread? Sweet Jesus, help me. And then by the time you finish the bread, you don't want your food. So watch out. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, not just like physical exercise, which benefits you here in this earth. He says godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, right here in the earth, and of that life which is to come. So it's profitable to you here being godly, and it's profitable to you after you go to be with the Lord.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's W.